The editor of the Israeli, forgive me, daily newspaper Haaretz recently tried an unorthodox experiment in celebration of Hebrew Book Week. He told most of his staff reporters to take a day off and brought in 31 of Israel's most acclaimed authors and poets. He asked them to report the day's news. Dov Olfan is the editor-in-chief of Haaretz. He joins us from Tel Aviv. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Was this just a stunt?
Oh, no, it's a stunt or a gimmick if there is no significance into it. We really tried something, you know. First idea was, what is a newspaper and why is it important these days when everybody is saying that the printed press is really going kaput? Is there significance to a daily newspaper? Is it an important thing? I was looking for an extreme idea, to let the readers beginning to understand the complexity of the daily newspaper and maybe the significance of their attachment to their daily newspaper and their love for it.
I want to share the first line of one of the stories from that day, an article about a drug rehab center for young people. It's written by David Grossman, the great Israeli writer, and the lead begins, English translation obviously, that precious moment when from beneath the stereotype of the addict, the junkie, the face of youth, almost a child, emerges, and something in his gaze beseeches, look at me, notice me. That's quite a lead.
Yes, this is not something I would receive from a reporter. If a reporter was to send a story, a beginning like this, probably the night editor would cut the opening sentence.
Get to the story, get to the story.
And it's mad, and it's not right, because and therefore it was also a lesson for the editors here. Why do we tell our stories always in the same manner? Some are very young people and some are veterans in Haaretz, and they never had an experience like it. The joy of receiving a text written like David Grossman knows how to write, was something very, very emotional.
Anybody do the weather?
Oh, yes. We had a poet. The poet Roni Somek was asked to write the weather of the day. It's really a poem. The weather that day, no surprise, was very hot.
Yeah. June in Israel, yeah.
The regular report read something like, this is a regular summer day. And in Roni Somek's version that we printed, it was, summer is the pencil that is least sharp in the season's pencil case. And so it continued and it ends. Perhaps this year, too, it will be hot in the low-lying spots. We had another success with the Wall Street Report. That was funny because it's always the same. It always says Wall Street ended with so-and-so and so points, and Nasdaq added I don't know how many points, etc., etc. It's a bit boring, really. It's a bit depressing. And we gave it to a postmodernist writer called Avri Herling, and he had 20 minutes to write his own version to the Wall Street Report. Yeah. That was his report. It went like this. Everything's okay. Everything's like usual. Yesterday, trading ended. Everything's okay. The economists went to their homes. The laundry is drying on the lines. And diners are waiting in places.
Oh.
It was a bit surprising for the reader, this one, because some of them really wanted to know what went on in Wall Street.
I would imagine.
But the real answer is everything is okay.
May I ask carefully, did any of your regular and very highly talented reporters have ambivalent thoughts about this experiment?
Well, they were a bit uneasy about it, most of them. The first top journalist I met, he said, it's very well written, but you can see they are not journalists. They cannot replace us, really. I said, well, that was not the idea. He said, yes, yes, but don't get any wrong ideas. Journalism is a trade. They do not know how to do journalism at work. And he's right, of course, but somebody from the writers, he said to me, you should send them home that day with homework, and the homework would be, let them write a poem for this day. That would be the ultimate, really, job trading.
Mr. Alfon, you sound like a good man to work for. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Dov Alfon is editor of the Israeli newspaper Haaretz. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.